Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another spectacular installment of Weekend Update. From very high above, all the puerile and pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Saturday. Before we get going this morning, a couple of program notes. Yesterday at CowboyStatePolitics.com was the very first live stream from the Cowboy State Politics studio. After at least a couple of years, I have finally given in to all of the listeners of Cowboy State Politics that were begging me to do some video production of the program. By any measure, yesterday's live video broadcast from the Cowboy State Politics studio was a resounding success. To tell you the truth, I'm kind of impressed with myself a little bit. At the same time that I was broadcasting to the Independence Network, I was also streaming right to the Cowboy State Politics website. It's amazing what you can do with technology these days, and frankly, it's kind of shocking what you can do by yourself. Though I will admit, I'm getting pretty close to needing a producer. I think if I add anything else to the broadcast, I'm probably going to have somebody else help me with it. But until that time, we're successfully live streaming to the Ditto Cam at the website. So every single day that I do a live broadcast on the Independence Network, you can watch the Ditto Cam at CowboyStatePolitics.com. To find it, just go to the website and click on the tab that says Live, and it'll take you to a page where all you have to do is push the red play button, and you'll be able to watch what's happening inside the studio. I'll admit that there's still a few rough spots with the live stream that we're still smoothing out, but don't worry. Give me a couple goes of it, and we'll have everything running smooth as silk. Schedule-wise, I'll be out of the studio this upcoming Monday and Tuesday. I've got a speaking engagement down in the middle swamp that you definitely don't want to miss. If you're around Cheyenne, Leah Southwell and I will be putting on a Constitution is the Solution talk at the Salt Life Church at 6:30 on Monday evening in Cheyenne. If you want to talk about the Convention of States and how we really don't need it, and in fact, all of the solutions that we require are in the Constitution, then come see us, 6:30, Salt Life Church, Monday evening in Cheyenne. As it relates to the podcast for Monday, I have a great interview with George Dunlap, who is running for House District 32 over in Campbell County. House District 32 is currently held by Redcoat Ken Clouston. Ken Clouston is less conservative than Redcoat Speaker of the House, Albert Sommers. I didn't know that that was possible, but Ken Clouston was able to pull it off. According to WyoVote, Ken Clouston ranks 38th out of 62 on the list of conservatives. And according to Evidence-Based Wyoming, Clouston voted 80% of the time with the Democrats. Out of the 830 votes he shared with Mike Yin in 2023, he voted with him 650 times. So anyhow, I'm really glad that guy has an opponent, and we're going to visit with him on Monday. So really, as far as the podcast goes, you won't see any difference in the schedule. I just wanted to give you a heads up if you're a fan of the live program, or if you want to check out the live stream. It'll be back on Wednesday. Even though we're about 2 weeks before any candidate can file for any office, there's a number of people that have jumped in and announced their candidacy to run for a seat in Wyoming's legislature. That's not all that unusual. In my personal opinion, if you're not running about a year in advance of the filing period for the office that you're seeking, you're way behind schedule. And our pal Joey Correnti over at Just Blame Joey would say that you need to run, or start running, at least 2 years ahead of time. For sure, it's a major commitment to run for any office. In a little bit, we're going to visit with Steve Johnson, who is running for House District 8 in Laramie County. House District 8 is currently held by Dave Zwanitzer. That's right, he's the dad of Zwanamandering Dan Zwanitzer. But before we do that, let's put our boots on and slog over to the cow pie. In yet another example of Trotsky's usual misinformation, he claims that this year is shaping up to be the year of the newcomer in Wyoming elections. Or, so says the title of his latest National Enquirer-esque missive. And I quote, "With 20 days to go before the candidate filing period officially opens, many people have already expressed their intentions to run for the Wyoming legislature this election cycle. So far, that includes 25 newcomers who have officially declared their candidacy for the Wyoming House. Of these candidates, all but one Republican, 9 have announced their intention to run against members of the farther-right Wyoming Freedom Caucus. Conversely, 10 people have officially announced they're running for seats held by members of the more moderate Wyoming Caucus. First, and as I am very fond of pointing out, the Wyoming Caucus isn't moderate. The word moderate implies that you're somewhere in the middle. But that's not true with the Wyoming caucus. They vote with the Democrats an average of 80% of the time. Words mean things, my friends.
2 + 2 = 4, not 5 if you want it to be 5. And this is not to be discriminatory. This is to stand up for language. Words mean things.
And word choice is very important, my friends. People don't use words just by happenstance. Your brain chooses words on purpose, and the purpose behind Trotsky calling the Wyoming caucus moderate is to lead you to believe that they're somewhere in the middle, when the truth is, they're not. If it walks like a jackass, talks like a jackass, smells like a jackass, and votes like one, it's a Democrat. The only difference being, these are Democrats that can't spell. And of course, Trotsky went right to old red Rebecca Fitzgerald herself. Listen to this bullcrap. Quote, "I just want people running that are thoughtful and thinking for themselves," she said. "We're not trying to recruit folks into the caucus, per se." Uh-huh. If you believe that, I've got some beachfront property over around Guernsey to sell you. They're Democrats. They vote like them and talk like them, so we should just assume that they lie just like the other Democrats do. Now, I realize I just called an entire party of politicians a bunch of liars. The only difference here is I can back it up. I have the proof and the facts and the data to prove to you that they're a bunch of liars. And old Red, you can't trust her as far as you can throw her. Don't forget, it was old Red that was violating Wyoming law, Statute 913-105, for 2 weeks during the last legislative session. And when I wrote an article about it and did an episode, it was old Red and Joanne True that made a false report to the police in the Capitol to try to intimidate me to shut up. You see how well that worked out for them. Be that as it may, Trotsky's recent drivel is no more true than any other article that he writes. This election is not shaping up to be all that different than any others. There's a lot of new people that are running for the legislature, and we've got a lot of interviews to do. So one of those is with Steve Johnson, who is running for House District 8 down in Laramie County. That seat is currently held by Dave Zwanitzer. In the 2023 session, Dave Zwanitzer voted with the Democrats 82% of the time, according to Evidence-Based Wyoming. In 2024, Dave Zwanitzer ranked 44th out of 62 on the list of conservatives, according to WyoVote. So he's even less conservative than Ken Clouston, Albert Somers, and his son, Zwanamandering Dan Zwanitzer. Their crappy voting records never cease to amaze me. Among the new people that are running for the legislature this year is Steve Johnson. Steve and his wife Christine have been pretty active in the Laramie County Republican Party for several years. I had a chance to sit down with him during the Wyoming GOP state convention that was held this past weekend. And I'll bring that to you next. But first, an absolutely egregious profit timeout. Today's installment of Weekend Update is brought to you by New Trend Hats. If you haven't noticed, it's spring, or at least it's starting to act like it a little bit more. So that means it's time to be outside just as much as you can. You're going to need a new hat to do that. And the best place to go hat shopping is newtrendhats.com. They have a wide variety of hats for both men and women. These are the people that make that really cool baseball cap with the ponytail hole in the back. So if you need a new hat, doesn't matter what style it is, go to newtrendhats.com. Okay, so most of the snow is melted, and all of your fun summertime playthings are probably uncovered by now. What you should be thinking about for next winter, and I know that it's early, but you really should give this some thought, is maybe your toys don't need to be covered with snow all winter long. Perhaps you could put them in a building manufactured for you by Morton Buildings. What a brilliant idea! And the two guys that you should probably talk to about this is Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. They are the experts in metal building construction, and they've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else. So it doesn't matter if it's a garage or a barn or maybe something bigger like a roping arena or a giant warehouse. Nick and Jesse are the guys you need to be talking to about it. Again, their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. The following advertisement was paid for by Reed Raisner for Senate.
I'm Reed Raisner, and I'm running for United States Senate because our politicians have forgotten what's important. They spend billions protecting borders in Europe and do nothing about our border. You deserve better. Wyoming deserves better. That's why I'm running, to serve you. Join me, and let's send new blood and a strong backbone to D.C. before it's too late. Go to ReedRaisner.com to learn more and join the fight.
Campaign season is here, and if you're running for office, you should probably consider advertising on Cowboy State Politics. This is the number one podcast in Wyoming. I've got a statewide reach, and nobody is going to beat my advertising rates. So if you're a candidate for office, doesn't really matter what office it is, shoot me an email. My address is david@cowboystatepolitics.com. I would love to get that conversation started with you. And now, back to the program. During a break in the action at the Wyoming GOP State Convention this past weekend, Steve Johnson and I sat down to have a discussion. Steve is running for House District 8 down in Laramie County. Here's what we talked about. Joining me on the program is Steve Johnson. Steve is running for House District 8 down in Laramie County. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Well, thank you, David. Thank you for inviting me on the program and get my word out and get us elected and get some conservatives down here in Laramie County.
Oh, I'm all in favor of that. So this is your first time on the program, so why don't you take a few minutes and tell my listeners about yourself?
Well, I was a general contractor, and that's my experience, a third-generation businessman. My wife and I started helping the Republican Party in 2008. We just knew something was wrong, and we needed to help, and we didn't know how wrong the Republican Party was, because every time we tried to show our point of view and our conservative values, we were roadblocked. So we just doubled down, and we've stayed at it for the last 16 years, and we're finally making some inroads.
Perfect. So what do you do for a living?
I'm retired now, so I have plenty of time to knock on doors and to get myself elected.
All right.
And that's my main goal.
Well, let's start there. What possessed you to run for office? I mean, you're retired. You can go play golf, go hunting. So why run for office now? You mean, you've been at the Republican Party for a while, so why this moment right now?
Well, I think we need to change the direction of Wyoming government, bring it back to conservative values, Wyoming values. I've got 9 grandchildren, and I can see the world that they're going to be inheriting, and I would like them to have the same world that I grew up in. We need to change our values and change direction of Wyoming politics.
Okay. Now, you're running in a district that actually has a representative who he was elected one point, not at another, and then ran again last year. So what are the three or four main things that you're running on? I mean, what are the main issues that you're concerned about?
The biggest one, I think, all throughout Wyoming is property tax issues. You know, property taxes have gone up almost 100% in the last 5 years. And we're being taxed on capital gains, unrealized capital gains, and that's just wrong. If you're retired like I am, your retirement doesn't keep up with that inflation on your property taxes, and something needs to be done. And this legislature failed to do that miserably this session.
Oh, I would agree with you. But if you ask them, they'll tell you that they passed a number of bills that are just going to help property taxes. Where do you think they went wrong?
Well, they're not honest with the citizens. Those property tax bills will do absolutely nothing. One of them locks in the gains of the last 5 years and will not give us back those a rate decrease. It's all propaganda. It's all for electioneering so they can get reelected. And the people that realize they're not going to get a property tax break will have already voted for these people, and they need to read the bills. It was those bills out do absolutely nothing. The one bill that Governor Gordon vetoed would have given us a little bit of relief, 25%, but he vetoed that. So
yeah, and that's Senate File 54 is the one you're talking about, and I happen to agree with you. I think a 25% cut all the way across the board would have helped everybody. I mean, I personally think we need to go farther, but 25% would be a good start.
It's a start.
So exactly. One of the areas that is every single year, it seems like this is the main issue, and that's education spending. I mean, we've got a system where our students are, and I mean, this is kind of some hard news for some people to hear, but student outcomes are kind of mediocre, and yet we spend a tremendous amount of money on them. So what would you do to kind of untangle that and fix it?
I would like to see each school district held accountable, and the way that they spend their money, they should be following the state model. And I think once they get their money in their paws, they spend it however they want. We have administrators, many more administrators than I ever had when I was going to school. We need teachers and good teachers. Spend that money wisely. I just think that there would be a better way to get our school districts to straighten out and spend the money where it needs to be spent.
Okay, fair enough. No doubt about that. We spend about $19,000, actually over $19,000 a student. You're running for office, and I'm sure that you've got some other issues that you're running on. You mentioned one of them, property taxes. What are some others?
Well, let's stay with schools and parental rights in schools. Seems like a school counselor can help a child transition, and without the parents' knowledge. I think that parental rights in schools is a big issue, and we need to be on top of that. They say, oh, it's not going to happen in Wyoming. Well, it's happened just 40 miles south of here in Wellington, and you can't say it's not coming to Wyoming because it is. It's already here.
Oh, that's the excuse they use with everything.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not happening in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's evidence right there in Rock Springs.
Yes.
So you mentioned that particular problem. Let's talk legislation. You pay attention to the legislature a lot. Every time I'm down here, I see you and your wife at least a couple of times. How would you go about doing that? I mean, you mentioned parental rights, but let's get down to specifics. How would you handle that?
Well, I would like to see that, the current occupant of House District 8 voted with Joe Biden on the red flag law to allow the federal government to take our weapons away from us. And I think that is one misstep that he made. He voted with eight others in the legislature to not give us the protection we need and our Second Amendment rights.
Okay, so there was a number of gun bills passed. Let's talk about those. The governor vetoed House Bill 125. Where are you at, which was the ban gun-free zones, or I always get the title messed up. Where are you at on that one?
I think you only have a matter of seconds. You're not going to call 911 and get protected. You have got to protect yourself. And if there's a gun-free zone, that means there's a target-rich environment. And you are your only protection in an area like that. And I think that was a mistake to not make that pass that law and have it signed into law.
Okay. Well, a lot of the arguments against it, and I'll just kind of play devil's advocate with you a little bit. We were told that that's going to make schools unsafe. Do you agree with that or not?
I think schools are unsafe now. Anybody that wants to have a mass shooting knows to go to a school because there's no protection. They'll have it made. I think the best way we could do it, there's a few school zones or school districts that allow teachers to carry, and I think that's a step in the right direction. I think ultimately you're responsible for your own protection.
Fair enough. Let's kind of move on a little bit. Wyoming has more state employees per capita than almost every other state. I think we're like number three or number four, but we're up there.
Yes.
Quite a ways. So what would you do specifically to decrease the size of our government? Or do you even think that's necessary?
I would like to see it get smaller through attrition. It's going to be, you can't just go through there and fire everybody. I mean, that would be a chaos right now. But if you look at, I've heard a story, Kurt Meyer was trying to get his work done for the legislative session, get all the numbers together so that the LSO and the legislators knew what was, what money they had and where it was coming from. And Secretary Meyer was having trouble getting all the work done. So he allowed his employees, if they got all the work done, take off Friday. They had to have all the work done by Thursday. Well, that tells me right there that you could get by with 20% less employees.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. If you were in the private sector, of course, the government isn't. We let them get by with wasteful spending, and I just think it's a travesty. That's our money. Why don't you give us that money back in our property taxes? We could be spending it wisely. That's our money. It's not the government's money. It's not the state's money. It's the citizens' money.
Okay, that brings up another issue. We have roughly, and the number I've heard, is $27 billion in savings. What should be done with that?
Well, I think we should start not spending it, but I think we should not be taxing the citizens at the rate we are and allow them some breaks. You know, we're at the highest default rate of credit cards in U.S. history right now. The citizens need some money back. They need to take care of themselves. And I don't see any relief coming from our state government or from our legislature or from our governor.
Okay, let me throw you a curveball. All right. So one of the other big issues in Wyoming is agriculture. I think over the past, 10 or 20 years, we've seen that segment of our economy kind of decline a little bit. So what would you do to support our agricultural industry?
Well, I would like to not have them regulated so much. You've heard of the new digital air tag that the federal government wants to introduce into Wyoming so that they can keep track of every cow in Wyoming. Well, that's just an intrusion on our rights, and it's going to cost the cattle industry additional money, and they expect the cattlemen to pay for that. Well, that's not right. That's a useless regulation. We need to stop some of those things and stop them in their tracks and not allow them to be brought into our state.
Let ranchers be ranchers is what you're saying.
Yes. Let ranchers be ranchers.
Well, Steve, we've covered a number of different topics. Is there anything that you want to talk about that maybe we missed?
I just think that if we've talked to school about schools and parental rights, that is a whole huge, huge issue. And I don't think we can talk about everything in a few minutes. I think the parents are the ultimate protector of their children's rights. And I don't want to share parental rights with the government.
Fair enough. Well, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Steve Johnson, it's johnson4wyoming.com or 307-640-0707.
Steve, thank you very much for taking the time to sit down with me. I know you're busy at the convention, so again, we'll be talking again later and just
keep me updated on how things are going with your election.
All right. Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
That'll about do it for today's installment of Weekend Update. Don't forget to check out the live stream, which happens every time that I broadcast a live program for the Independence Network. To find it, go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, and click on the little tab that says Live. All you got to do is push the red play button, and you can see exactly what's happening in the studio. Cowboy State Politics Live is broadcast every Monday through Friday, beginning at 10 a.m. So you can listen to it on the Independence Network, or you can watch it live from cowboystatepolitics.com. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.